Like seeing number 25 on the scout team playing against your defense out there?
Well, it's a challenge. Anytime you know, we've seen him all preseason, of course, and he's one of the best going, so it gives us a good look in there. So he's glad to see him out there, period.
Nothing against the normal scout team running backs, but does that give your guys a little bit of lift maybe just seeing him back there?
And I mean, you know, I think we all have on defense have such great respect for Jamal. And like I say, you know, we've played him all preseason, so we've seen him on a regular basis, and we know that you're going to need multiple people there to secure a tackle on this guy because he's evasive, he can make the great cuts, and tremendous vision.
Do you pay much attention to who they stick back there at? Doing the scout team stuff, or was it a surprise for you to see him out there?
No, because we did the same. I mean, the guys that have been nicked up are trying to get their reps back on the scout team. You know, DeVita was over there. Josh Malga has been over there. So it's just a way for them to get work and not take away from guys that are definitely playing in this game.
Coach, you said a couple of weeks ago you wanted to take a wait-and-see approach with the penalties and the rule changes. Mm-hmm. Through two preseason games, I mean, the flags are coming at an alarming rate. How is that impacting and affecting how you approach?
Well, I mean, like we've told the players, we've got to adjust as if this is going to continue, and you know, that just means you're going to have to be very diligent with your technique. You're going to have to respect the 5-yard rule, you know, which has always been a rule anyways, and then just know that hey, it's like any game, you know, even before this. Rule was the enforcement rules kind of been upped a little bit, but anytime you're in a game, whether they're called holding, whatever it is, you have to understand the officials you're dealing with, and you got to adjust. And you can complain and all you'd like, but they got the flag, and if they're going to call them that way, you have to adjust in the game. So our players are aware of it. We're still going to try to challenge the receivers as much as we can, and we just got to keep emphasizing cleaning up our technique. And, you know, some of them are out of, poor technique. You get behind, you grab. That would have been the same as last year. There's other ones that are more touchy, if you would. But that, if that's how they're enforced, that's how they're enforced. And we've got to adjust to it.
Do you think they will continue?
Last year you could
have... I have no knowledge that they won't. So we just got to keep playing and adjusting like that.
Is there a sense that last year there was a little more give and take when it came to that? With these refs?
Well, there's no question. They've put a more of a premium on it, and in which they've told everybody they're gonna go by the rule, period. And so if that's exactly what it is, we just, like I say, you have to learn how to do it. I mean, there's no other way to deal with it but learn how to play the game within the rules as they're being enforced and go like that.
Technique a lot, just really quickly, really briefly. I mean, what are you asking these guys to do in press man? Like, what are you expecting from
them? I'm not going to tell you that. you've been out there to practice. You got to be able to figure that out on your own. Huh? Come on.
I got to ask. Got to try.
Yeah, that's okay.
When it comes to D Ford, where's he at when it comes to stopping the run? He was a couple of plays. He got caught up a little bit against
Cameron. Yeah, he's like any young player, especially a guy that's a good rusher. He's got to learn how to play the run. And some of those are on downs that might be passing downs or passing sets, and you have to learn how to read the set of the offensive lineman across from you, or the backfield set, or the depth, or all the little things that go into it. And as he gets more experience, more plays in there, he's going to see that. And one of the objectives is you don't want it to slow you down. You don't want to take away from something that he has, and that's a talent to rush the quarterback, but. You have to, as a player, he's got to understand how he's going to be attacked, that's one way to try to slow you down.
Catapano's been out for a long time. How do you evaluate a guy who isn't practicing?
It's just you really can't. We feel bad for Caddy. He came in and he'd worked so hard to get ready for this camp, and of course, he just hasn't had many reps at all. And, our first is we got to get him healthy and get him back out here. But right now that's really impossible for us to evaluate him.
You feel comfortable with your depth at that position?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you're always looking for depth, and you'd like to always have all your players. The nature of the game, unfortunately, is that doesn't always happen. So we just got to deal with whatever happens. And we double train a lot of guys at not only D line but a lot of positions. So. If something occurs, we have enough guys, because you're really dealing not only with depth, but you're dealing with travel squad, and you don't always get to have a complete second unit at every position. So somebody's got to be a two-player, a two-position player.
How close are you to settling on the cornerback position between the three?
I think we're just going to let it go, like we said, and, you know, rolling through and keep going. And, you know, each of them have had some really good plays and probably some that they could do better. But, you know, I think the competition's been good, and I think it's helped all of them. And we're going to need all those guys. And as we said a couple of weeks ago, you know, there's certain packages all of them are in the game anyway. So I'm not really too concerned, you know, quote, who is the starter or isn't, because I know the way the NFL is, all those guys are going to play a lot of plays for us. And, you know, the way we look at them in a lot of those packages, whatever personnel group goes out there, that's the team that, quote, is the starters. But the next week, if a different offensive personnel group go out there, it'd be a different set of starters. So not too concerned with that right now, who is the first or second or whatever.
What kind of attitude does Chris Owens kind of bring to the field for you guys? It seems like every time you turn around, he's involved with something.
Yeah, I think Chris has been a really, really great addition. You know, he's got a good energy about him. He likes to practice. He likes to play. He's got a feel for the game, you know, which is good. And you know, he's been very competitive out there. So he's been really, like I say, a great addition for us.
Okay, guys, thank you.